Thank you for calling BMI Cleaning Services. How can I help you?
Hi, Victor. It's Needy Medina. How are you?
Oh, how are you? My goodness.
I'm good.
I was worried about you. I say, this lady, I guess, it was a scammer.
No, not at all. You didn't get my text. I texted you that I got the pictures that you sent with the zip codes. And then I'm glad that you sent me the second one of the certificate of liability because that one looks better. The second one you sent me.
The second one, so which one did I get?
You sent me one that looked like a picture, and then you sent me one that also had, that looked like a lot more clear. Because the other one was kind of like it was hard to read.
Oh.
Yeah, so you sent me this other one that, yeah, this one that you sent me looks good. Let me just save it real quick. I'm going to put COI for BMI Cleaning Services. BMI.
Okay, you wanted a picture of the driver's license? Is that what you wanted?
No. I don't need the picture of the driver's license. I don't need that. That's for when they're doing the client interview. You sent me the certificate of liability insurance. You sent me the document, but then you also sent me a picture.
That's what you wanted, right?
Yes, that's what I needed. Yes,
okay.
But what you did is you took a picture of it, right?
Right.
But that picture no estaba bien claro. It wasn't like a clear photo. So then I saw that there was another text, and that one actually had – it was like a PDF file, and that one was perfect. So that's good. That's good.
Oh, okay. Yes, I sent you a picture, and then it was, I had a PDF file. Yeah, correct. Yeah. That one was better, huh?
Right.
Okay.
Give me one second.
Okay. No, entonces estaba ahorita mirando con el mecánico ahorita que necesito un nuevo catalytic converter.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
What happened? They stole it or what? No, don't tell me they stole it from you.
No, they didn't steal it. It burned out. It's out.
Oh, no.
Need to replace it. Yeah, I needed to replace it. I was just talking to him. I got a Wednesday. Thursday, they're gonna install it. Yeah. So.
Oh man.
That's gonna back me up a little bit. You don't want to know, believe me. Yeah, they're expensive. My God.
You know what? I was talking to my brother-in-law, and he says the only time that el Cadillac converter is para que no hace ruido. You know.
I wish that was the only thing.
I know it's a big part, but he says, I mean, you could drive around without it for a little bit, but you're going to have a lot of noise. He's all, but you don't want to wait for those things. You just want to replace it, you know? Because I remember when my mom, when we were younger, her Cadillac converter went out. My mom was a single parent, you know, so she always had cars that were viejitos, right?
Okay.
Pero a ver, it was like so much stuff had to be repaired all the time. Si no era una cosa, it was another one. I was like, oh, my gosh.
Carros viejos así son.
I know, it's just like ongoing. Going. Yeah. It's like never ends. Never ends. But
I got an old van
like
too.
About 15 minutes, so that way we can go over your questions, so I can get it filled out for you.
Okay. Yes. I.
Okay.
Tengo muchos miedos. Tengo muchos.
Oh.
Espero que seas así. Me des un psicóloga, no sé. Que no me vas a cobrar. No vas a cobrar más.
No, I'm not. No, I'm here to help you. I'm here to help you, I promise.
Me.
No, no te voy a... Ay, ¿cómo le voy a cobrar más? Por escucharle. Hey, sometimes we always need that person to vent to, you know? That's okay. That's what we're here for, is to help, you know, one another, you know? Let me go here really quick. I want to open up the application first.
Okay. Porque estaba, preocupado con esto del pago que tengo de este catalytic ahora.
Te prometo, Víctor... Te prometo, we are not going to charge you for the leads. We are not going to charge you for the leads until you're approved and the technician calls you to let you know that you're approved, I have made it very specific in that note, que no te cobran por los leads until they speak with you directly.
Okay, so hasta que, porque no voy a, porque pienso que lo voy a tener que poner un poquito adelante, pero quiero set it up, you know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Para cuando esté listo, para entrarle con ganas, o sea.
No, of course, por eso te digo, that we're not charging you for any leads. It's going to take 4 to 8 weeks for you to get approved, okay?
Once you're approved,
that's when they're going to go ahead and call you to say, hey, you've been approved. Do you want us to turn on your leads now, or we're going to activate them in 3 days? And you just say, no, you know what? If you can't do it, you just tell them, listen, I need you to call me next month to see if I'm ready. That's what you're going to tell them.
Okay. Y otra cosa que tenía otra pregunta más.
Monday.
¿Se puede pausar un mes sí, un mes no?
Of course. You can pause them at any time you want, Victor.
Pero no me van a cobrar el mes que viene, ¿no?
Nope.
No me van a cobrar, ¿no?
No. If you call, let's say you got approved, right? You activate your leads, okay?
Right.
And then you call and you say, you know what? I need you guys to pause them next month. We pause it. That's it.
Y no me van a cobrar nada, no me van a bajar.
No, pause them. We don't remove the pause until you call us back and you say, hey, go ahead and remove the pause now.
Okay. So I will start receiving the lease and then ya cuando un mes, entonces ya me cobran y yo quiero hacerlo pause again, I'll have a pause again.
Exactly.
Porque acá con el gel no me perdonan estos güeyes, no.
No, they're different.
Ellos me cobran y me cobran y me cobran y me cobran y me cobran. No les importa.
Oh, man, I know. If you were running Yelp ads with us, it's a whole different story because we're partnered with Yelp, so we manage a lot of our clients have signed up with the Yelp through us. But it's different because, you know, when you're doing the Yelp, right, you're the one managing it. You manage it.
Yeah.
Not them.
Right.
You're, you don't have a direct contact. Okay. As someone that you speak with, right? And so when we do it, it's different because we're the ones, you're working directly with Local Splash.
Okay.
When we do the Yelp.
So you're going to be management, ustedes van a estarme manejando de alguna manera el.
Lo de Yelp, no.
El perfil.
Del Google. Pero si por algún razón, I'll tell you this. You don't qualify for a promo for Yelp because you've been running your own Yelp ads, right? So the only way that we would be able to help you is if you, you stopped running Yelp ads. You stopped running them for 6 months. You cannot be running Yelp ads for at least 6 months in order for us to be able to help you. Es la única mala cosa, you know? Which is a bummer, right? Mm. Because I think it'd be great if we could help you with that, but that's the only thing is that we can't help you with the Yelp ads because you're already managing it. Okay?
Mi amigo no tiene un intermediario para que le maneje su página de Google, ¿cómo se llama?
Google Guarantee. Yeah, because he manages it himself. So if he has any issues with Google Guaranteed, he has to reach out to Google himself. And you know that it's so hard to reach out to anyone at Google. You can't call him. So when we're managing you don't deal with anybody else but us. You know what I mean? We manage it for you.
Okay.
You don't have to dispute the leads. We dispute them on your behalf. Because we're keeping an eye. We're making sure that we don't see anything that passed through that wasn't qualified. So we stay on top of
it.
Okay.
Okay.
What year did you establish the business? ¿Qué año? ¿Te recuerdas?
Me recuerdo. Fue como el 7, el 2020.
In 2020? Okay. Around there?
Deja ver aquí lo tengo en el...
Okay.
Oh, no lo tengo exactamente. Oh, shit.
Oh, well, just what time, when do you think? Okay, that's fine. No worries. Okay. So I just need an approximate year. So I'm just going to put 2020. What's your social security number? Because it's asking for it.
Eso es el 051-76-6651. ¿Y esto es para qué? ¿Para qué vamos? ¿Qué es lo que estamos haciendo?
This is for the background.
¿La
because
aplicación?
When we're filling out, yeah, for the application
para
right now.
Okay.
Yeah, not for the background yet. This is for the application. You don't have an EIN, right? No tienes el EIN, ¿correcto?
No tengo. Solo tengo trabajo con nada más con la self-employed.
No worries. That's quite all right. Let me upload your insurance right now that I have it here. Because I'm filling out the application for you. Por eso te pregunto de las cosas.
De las cosas, okay.
Yeah, so for the EIN.
Le mandé los estos.
The zip code? Yep. Yeah, and I'll go over them with you as I'm typing them in. So you don't need a license for this. Let me see. This does not apply to you tampoco. Okay, that doesn't apply. Copy of your state issued business registration. Note that this is requiring the business law. Okay, that doesn't apply to you.
Tengo business registration, o no sé qué. En el cajón.
Yeah, I don't need it. Not on this part. Okay. What is the business minimum monthly budget? Where did I put it? 452. Ay, Dios mío. Here we go again with
¿y ese es el más bajo que tienen? ¿No tienen otro más,
yes,
más bajo?
Yeah, we talked about that, remember? That is the minimum monthly budget. The minimum monthly
de
budget.
De
yeah.
Si no hace ese mínimo, no hay jale.
If you only get one lead, you only pay for one lead the next month. You don't keep paying again the 452. Remember I told you. Si solo te llegó nomás un lead en el mes, lo que quedó en la cuenta, it rolls over. So the next
rolls
month.
Rolls over for the next month.
Yes. The next month, all you're going to be paying is $34.67 because you only got
la
one lead. Yes.
Okay.
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 So let me do this because I'm going to write down, let me see. 921.
Okay,
it's okay to ask. I know sometimes, we forget. I forget sometimes too, don't worry. I'm just writing down all these zip codes right now. 92124. What other one here?
So todos esos se pueden poner o no se pueden poner.
Yeah, I'm putting all of them. 921, 92120. Y luego 42, 41. 42, 141. Okay, then I got 91977.
Yo sé que no me van a alcanzar todas las listas para todos esos hijos, ¿eh?
The thing is, these are the areas that you target, right? 91902
right.
Es la otra, right? 91992 91978 91914 91913 91913 92154 just want to make sure we get these all down. Do you want to read them to me?
Yeah, if you want.
Yeah, read them to me. Hold on. Let me go to the application. Okay. Give me the... Go ahead and start reading them off.
Okay. El primero, I'm going to start from the 92101.
Uh-huh.
Ese es uno.
Yeah.
El otro es 92123.
Okay.
Y el otro es 92124.
Okay.
Y el otro es 92120.
Uh-huh.
El otro es 91942.
Yeah.
Okay, el otro es 91941. Y el otro es 91977.
Okay.
91902.
Uh-huh.
91978.
Uh-huh.
91914. 91913.
Uh-huh.
992154.
Okay.
92020.
Uh-huh.
92021.
Okay.
92019.
Okay.
92040.
Okay.
92071.
Uh-huh.
92103.
Okay.
92105.
Uh-huh.
92117.
Okay.
92115.
Uh-huh.
92118.
Okay.
92111.
Uh-huh.
92037.
Okay.
92131.
Okay.
92121.
Uh-huh.
92122.
Okay.
92130.
Okay.
92128.
Okay.
92126.
Uh-huh.
92107.
Uh-huh.
92106.
Okay.
Yes, that's all.
Okay, perfect. Okay. What is the total number of business owners? One. What is the total number of field workers? Zero.
Zero, see.
What is the primary business owner's name? What is your name on your social security? ¿Cómo está escrito? ¿Solo Victor Maldonado?
Está mi número de seguro social. Está Victor Manuel.
Ajá. Uh-huh.
Maldonado.
Okay.
Ibarra. Maldonado Ibarra.
Ibarra with a Y or an I?
Con I.
I. I-B-A-R-R-A. Okay. Victor Ibarra. Manuel Maldonado Ibarra. Okay.
Ibarra. Uh-huh.
And then you said your social is 051-766-6651, right?
Correct. Correct.
Okay. What is the primary business owner's date of birth? When were you born? ¿Qué mes?
Nací en enero.
Enero.
January.
Uh-huh. January.
Cuatro. Four.
January 4th. Uh-huh.
1965.
Okay. Okay. Now the next one says, please list the name of field workers that are face-to-face. Not applicable. For each field worker, please provide their full name, not applicable, because we're not putting that you have employees. So 24, 25, that does not pertain to you. Okay, so let me go back here. Okay, what is the first and last name? I just put Victor Maldonado because that's how we have you in the system. I put your email address is vmicleaningservices@gmail.com. What is your business name? VMI cleaning, carpet cleaning services, right?
Bueno, eso lo cambié después, pero como lo tengo en el business license, tengo VMI cleaning services.
Yeah, I think I'm going to leave it as the VMI cleaning services because that's what it shows en tu seguridad.
Business license.
Right? And I think you said on your business license you have it like that too, ¿no?
La seguranza dice VMI cleaning services, correcto.
Yeah. So I just want to kind of keep it uniforme para que no digan, you know, oh, wait a minute, okay? So let me just go here. So what made you change
porque
it? ¿Por qué lo cambiaste to the carpet cleaning? Were you afraid that people weren't going to call you for that, for the carpet cleaning, or qué pensabas?
Y porque quería empujar más el carpet cleaning. Y eso lo use nada más en los social media, ¿verdad? Eso yo creo que no tiene nada que ver, yo creo, ¿no?
Yeah, no, you know what? Because how they're going to find you for carpet cleaning is by typing it in, right? Carpet cleaning. Even if hay unos que no tienen carpet in their services, like mentioned in their business name, but they're a carpet cleaning company. You know what I mean? So I'm putting it as a VMI cleaning services, and then I have your address as 177 Orlando Street, apartment 27, El Cajon, California, 92021. Year that it was established, the business, puse 2020, for the EIN, puse tu seguro social, okay, for the EIN, 051-766-651, okay. You were established a business in California. I uploaded your insurance. No business license is required. So I put not applicable IE. The BBB accredited puse not applicable. Your minimum monthly budget puse que es 452. And then I put all the zip codes, 92101, 92123, 92124, 92120, 91942, 91941. 91977, 91902, 91978, 91914, 91913, 92154, 92020, 92021, 92019, 92040, 92701, 92103, 92105, 92177, 92117, disculpe, 92115. 92118, 92111, 92037, 92131, 92121, 92122, 92130, 92128, 92126, 92107, 92106. Okay?
Correcto.
Number of business owners, uno. Your primary business owner name, Victor Manuel Maldonado Ibarra. What is the primary business owner social security
el nombre,
number?
Mande. El nombre, el negocio, el nombre está Victor Maldonado nada más.
On your social
no
security?
En mi social security sí, tengo todo eso, pero digo en el nombre registrado, como lo tengo registrado, nada, es Victor Maldonado.
Yeah. Of course, but when they run your background check, okay, they're going to use your social security. En tu seguro social, it has you as Victor Manuel Maldonado Ibarra, right?
Okay.
So I say that because I want to make sure that when they run it, it matches what your social says, okay? And then we put the social security. And then your birth date is January 4th of 1965. And then answers 22, 23, 24, and 25 are for field workers, which you don't have any. So I just put not applicable. Okay. And then I submitted the application. Yeah, it's been submitted. Okay. On our end.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So give me one second here. I helped Victor submit.
¿Sí me puede mandar una copia de eso o no?
I can ask the team to send it to you, but I don't have a way of copying it and sending it. So it's already been sent. Pero mañana I can see if they can get a copy to you. So I'm letting them know I helped Victor submit GG application. And then tomorrow, what time are we calling you tomorrow, Victor? Mañana we're calling you. Déjame ver. Yes, we're calling you tomorrow at 3:30. Okay, for your interview. Okay, and then like I said, anotado yo que tú no estás pagando por los leads, that to please make sure that we talk to you first before turning on your leads. Okay. But again, it's gonna take about 4 to 8 weeks, Victor. So ya cuando sabemos quién es el que le va a correr el background check, okay, we're gonna notify you because va a ser una compañía que se llama Pinkerton o el otro que se llama Evident ID. Ya cuando sabemos.
No,
you're not charged for that. Once we know who it is, we're gonna notify you, okay? Because you have to respond. Uno te va a pedir to send a copy of your front and back picture of your driver's license or your U.S. passport or your ID, your state ID, your California ID. The other one, what it says that it's going to ask you, send us your social, put in your social, put in your birthday, put in your name. Porque lo que están haciendo, they're verifying it's you that they're doing the background check on. You will know when we tell you, hey, Pinkerton te va a mandar un text message or an email. Be on the lookout. We have to notify you which one's going to do it, okay? Because we'll know.
Okay.
And then you got to do it in real time because if you don't do it within the 24 hours, then we have to tell them resend it, okay? So the team is going to be very, like, in communication with you, okay? So ya mañana we're going to talk. At 3:30. If I'm not on a call, I'm going to really do my best to be available to do the introduction with you and the tech.
Okay.
So, yeah, you're all set. All right.
Okay. Well, it'd be great.
Okay.
Well, thank you very much.
Sí, no dolió tanto, right? It wasn't painful.
Mm-hmm. Bueno, se me está quitando los dolores un poco.
Good. Well, listen, I wanted to make sure that...
I'm really bad at applications. I'm sweating.
It's okay. This application is so easy, I promise you. So that's why I said don't worry about it. I'll help you with it, okay? So everything's good. You're good. Everything we submitted. I submitted the application on my end for you. I notated on the account que ya entregamos la aplicación. So that way tomorrow when we call you for your client interview, they'll just look over it, make sure there's no any other questions that you have, okay?
Tomorrow, what do I need for tomorrow?
Nada. Just pick up the phone when we call you. Yeah. Nothing's required because they have the certificate of insurance. They just put it in our back office so that way in case if, hey, we need it, we already have it on hand. So you're good.
Okay.
You're good. Okay.
So no necesito nada más por mañana.
Nope.
Entonces me van a mandar un email. O sea, ¿quién me va a mandar un email para decirme quién va a ser mi background check?
It's going to be our Google Guarantee team here at Local Splash. So it'll either be Areli, Ivan, or Bonnie. It'll be one of those three that would notify you, hey, be on the lookout that you're going to be getting an email or you're going to get a text message from Evident ID for your background check. Or they might say, or it might be from Pinkerton for your background check. So it's always Ivan, Areli, and Bonnie. Those are the ones that handle the Google Guaranteed clients, okay? And they're really, really good at helping you. They're super helpful, I promise you. They're even better than me. I'm going to say it. They're better than me. And you know I'm good. So imagínate,
you are
right?
Really good.
So, yeah, they're an excellent – we have a really good team. So you're in good hands, I promise, okay? All right, Victor.
Vale. Okay.
So we will talk to
you
tomorrow.
Thank you very much. Muchas gracias.
You are so welcome. Get some rest. Descanse y hablamos mañana. Okay? Primero Dios.
Muchas gracias. Igualmente.
Bendiciones. Thank you. Bye.
Gracias. Bye.